for this 500th anniversary of the Reformation, and you ought to get the point after the puppets this morning. For the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, I have been lifting up and will continue for the next couple weeks to lift up the great pillars of this Reformation as we work our way toward Reformation Sunday, 2 weeks away, the Jubilee celebration that we'll share. Today's pillar is joy, and what could be more joyous than celebrating the 18th birthday of this pipe organ of ours, an organ that lifts joy to God in sound and song every week. However, among those pillars of the Reformation, there is one that stands alone in Luther's seminal theology, one without which there may not have been a Reformation at all. Here it is, in the German language that Martin Luther standardized and gave to the German people when he translated the Bible into German. It goes like this: Im Himmel gibt's kein Bier, drum trinken wir es hier. Denn sind wir nicht mehr hier, dann trinken die anderen unser Bier. It really is better said in song. Gary. When he had been too long away from home, he wrote, "I keep thinking what good beer I have at home, as well as a beautiful wife. You would do well to send me over a bottle of thy beer. At the Luther House in Wittenberg, Martin Luther did his best theology in colloquy. He would invite his students and his colleagues to come to the Luther House, the house provided for him by the university, to come for conversations over food, while Katharina kept their beer glasses full. Tischreden, in English, table talk, is a collection of Luther's sayings from those gatherings. It was published in 1566 in Eisleben by his students, who wrote it all down. And it would have never happened without beer. As a matter of fact, and this is serious, friends, as a matter of fact, Luther even believed that beer could aid us in our transport to heaven. Listen. Whoever drinks beer, he is quick to sleep. Whoever sleeps long does not sin. Whoever does not sin enters heaven. Thus, let us drink beer. From Martin Luther's lips to your ears. Now, it's important for us to remember that the Reformation was not just a spiritual debate over theological issues. The Reformation was serious business, deadly serious business. When Luther was put on trial at Worms, put on trial by the church, he held fast to his convictions. "Here I stand," said Martin Luther. "I can do no other. May God help me. Amen." So Pope Leo X excommunicated him. And excommunication was tantamount to a warrant for Luther's death. So on his way back to Wittenberg from Worms, Luther was arrested by Friedrich the Wise. He was thrown into prison at the Wartburg Castle for his protection. And there, Martin Luther translated the New Testament and established a German language, a common German language. And he did it all in 11 weeks. The Reformation was serious business. Without the Wartburg, Luther surely would have been killed. But nevertheless, the irresistible persuasion of God's grace filled Martin Luther with an ebullient passion for life. And Luther's affection for beer is a lighthearted witness to his infectious spirit. For Luther, the only thing more intoxicating than beer was joy. The joy of God's love in Jesus Christ. You know, friends, joy. The joy of God's love in Jesus Christ is perhaps the most indomitable and compelling characteristic of being Christian. But please don't be confused. Joy is not happiness. Happiness is about us, and it's mercurial. It ebbs and it flows with our circumstances and how we react to them. But joy is about God. And joy is as unfading as God's love for us is unfailing. Joy is the excelling assurance that we belong to Christ and that Christ will never let us go. Joy, God's gift of joy, is best expressed and most fully enjoyed when we magnify God's love, when we magnify it in others, and when we magnify it in our world. So what a joy, what an utter joy it is today to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Village Treasure House. Over $2.3 million used to bring joy into the lives of women and families in desperate circumstances. That's joy. Sunburst Youth Services was a residential United Church of Christ ministry in Neillsville, Wisconsin. It was a ministry for troubled teens. 20 years ago, I was privileged to attend the dedication of the brand new main building for Sunburst Youth Services. In the background that day, there was an elderly woman in a dated, faded dress. And she stood in back until she was called forward. Embarrassed, she answered that call. Her gift had made that building possible. She had given Sunburst her brother's whole estate, and she was his sole heir. And she didn't keep a penny for herself. Sunburst Youth Services is gone now. And I don't remember that dear saint's name. But you know, I'll never forget her face. Because on her face that day was a vision of pure joy. The joy of serving God and God's children. In my study, I keep Martin Luther close to me. Here he is. He's just a little feller, a Playmobil figure produced for the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, given to me a year ago by a pastor friend in Germany. And besides my little Luther, I have pictures in my study of Martin Luther and Katharina von Bora, his wife. They make me smile because they're printed on beer glass coasters. Beer glass coasters from the Brauhaus in Wittenberg. Joy. It's the spirit of the Reformation and of its greatest saint. Joy. The joy of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Yes, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. So, Martin, thank you for the joy. Joy that, at least in some small way, you tasted in beer. Amen.